Neil? Okay, we're going to start on, we're on Gimel Amalaf. Go ahead. Mixas Kora, Vesoch Esrim, and Mixas Kora, Lamala Nesrim. Oh, yeah. All right, so now that we know that what? The Kora has to be, it can't be Lamala Me'esrim. So what if part of it is Besoch Esrim, and part of it is Lamala Me'esrim? And the same thing with Sukkah, with Schach. What if part of the schach is besoch esrim and part of the schach is lamalam esrim? Yeah. So whose sheet are we learning according to over here? Who's this according to? Right. Shouldn't be a problem. Mm-hmm. And let's say you held it's because of Hecker.
What are the two options?
Either go to Pesach or Mishum Hecker. Right.
Why wouldn't it be a problem with Mishum Pesach?
Why wouldn't it be a problem with Mishum Pesach? Yeah, so what's the Gemara's question? What's the premise of the question? That what?
Well, why should it matter at all? As long as you have part of it beneath, who cares that it's extending above?
As long as you have part of it beneath, who cares if you have more extending above? Okay. Let's finish the whole case. Go ahead.
Come on, Rabbi. The Mavoi Kasher, the second puzzle. Maishna the Mavoi the Kasher, the Amrinan.
Damrinan.
Damrinan.
Kloch.
Sukanami Lema Kloch. E Kaleshes.
All right, let's just go through the pshat. So the Gemara is like this. So Rabba says, by the Mavoi it's kosher, and by the Sukkah it's pasul. Okay? By the Mavoi it's kosher, and by the Sukkah it's pasul. Why? Why is it? So the Gemara says, what's the difference? Why do you say it's kosher by the Mavoi? Why? Let's say klosh. What does it mean? It means to plane it. It means like, what do you call it? Yeah, plane it. Plane, to plane something. It's a verb. Okay. Rashi. Rowan ki'ilu nital oso ha'ovi ha'yotze lamala ute koradaka. So, you have your mavoi. You got your kora, right? It's a little bit below Esrim. Some of it is within Esrim, and some of it is above Esrim. So the Gemara says, how is it kosher? How is it kosher? Because we view it as if all of the Korah that's above the 20 is severed. And all you're left with is the thin layer of Korah that's in the right spot. Rowan, we view it ki ilu nital oso ha'uvi ha'yotze lamala. We view it as if the thickness that goes above is removed. Is removed. It's taken away. Utehe kora daka. So it's a thin kora. It's a thin kora. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah. So the Gemara says, if you're going to use that logic by the Korah, why can't you use that logic by the Schach? How? I say the same thing. So the Gemara says, no. So why won't you say it by the Schach? Why won't you say it by the Sukkah? Because you'll say it like this. By the Sukkah, if I would remove it. Again, with the Sukkah. So the Schach has to be, can't be Lamala Master Mama. So let's say I just envision that all the schach, lamala me'asher mama, is gone. Okay? Don't ask me about the schach puzzle blocking schach kashen lamala. Let's not get into that, okay? So the Gemara says, so why will it be no good by the sukkah? Because once I remove that much schach, if I actually take away that much schach, then I'm not going to have enough shade. Then the schach that remains won't produce enough shade. Right? That's why you want to differentiate between mavoi, between korah and schach. Says, yeah, but if that's the case, if I actually took away the thickness of the board above the 20, the remaining korah wouldn't be able to stay in place. It would be too flimsy. Okay. So they both shouldn't be good.
Why didn't you just go straight to that, though?
Right. Oh, you read that already. So the Gemara says, so what's the answer? You must say that the remaining korah is now viewed like a titanium korah. Titanium. Right? That even though it's very, very thin, it's very strong. Something better? I don't know. Right? So you view...
It won't blow off.
Well, it won't fold in, it won't blow off, whatever it is. Okay. Right? Well, It'll stay.
Right. All right.
So then the Gemara says, okay, so just do the same thing with the sukkah. Do the same thing with the sukkah. Say that the remaining schach is also tzilasa merubah mechamasa. And the problem is, pshat-wise, how does that work? It's different, because by the korah, you're really using the korah that remains underneath. Right? You're just imagining it's stronger.
Right.
But by the schach, if the schach underneath doesn't have enough shade, how could you pretend it has more shade? That's the substance. That's the substance itself. That's not a quality in the substance. Right? So that's what Tosus explains. Without Tosus, it'd be very difficult to learn. But Tosus explains that the pshat. What's the pshat in sukkah? Well, whatever it is, you can't use the schach lamala me'esrim ama to make it tzilasa merubah mechamasa. Right? If you can say klosh, then you're ignoring all of the schach lamala me'esrim ama. And if you remain with the schach that's within esrim ama, it doesn't have tzilasa merubah mechamasa, you can't use the schach above it to make more shade. That's denying klosh. That's contrary to ignoring it, right? Need something? Okay, so the relearns that it doesn't mean that with the removal of the top schach, you have no shade-producing entities.
You won't have enough.
No, you will have enough, it won't be stable.
Is it talking about the bottom part won't be stable?
Yes, the bottom part won't be stable. Just like korah. He's making it exactly like korah.
Right.
That you, in both cases, you have what you need below, within the right place, you have what you need, but practically speaking, the top part lends it stability.
That's smoother read, anyways.
Well, otherwise you have to say that the schach puzzle is going to be mistarf with schach kosher, which he doesn't want to say. Okay? So just so that you're not confused with the pshat by the case of the sukkah. Okay? It's going to get blown away. It's going to get blown away. But removing the top will not actually create less shade. It's just that we'll set it up that it will eventually not have enough shade.
So that's the problem now.
Yeah, that's what Rishonim. That's something that Rishonim would bother with that interpretation, because he's really not saying it's puzzle now. You have to say something that won't last is puzzle. It's puzzle because of what will happen. But that's the way he's learning, because he does not want to learn. And we're not going to get into that. It's a big sugya, and we did it one year. The question of being mitzdayv schach puzzle and schach kashim.
Yeah, especially like what's
20 higher than 20. It's called schach puzzle. Schach higher than 20 is considered schach fossil.
That's the whole thing with
the tree. Well, the hutzin is the next question. But
the schach is so thick that it goes from 20.
So that's what the Gemara means here too. It says just like you're going to say by the korah that it's stable, we imagine it to be stable, right? So imagine the schach to be stable too, right? That's the shach levitarga. Right? Okay, but let's just understand the idea of klosh. Let's just understand this idea. Let's understand the question and what type of, and the answer and the havamina maskana in this answer. Okay? So the Gemara seems to have the problem like this. Gemara is saying that you have that there's a din of makom. There's a makom for the korah, right? Being in the right place, being in the right place qualifies it as a kosher korah, right?
Yep.
Now the problem is that it's one unified cheftza. This korah is one cheftza.
So where is it?
Okay. So the Gemara's problem is, who cares miktas? You don't define the makom by miktas. You have to define the makom of the whole thing. Right? So where is, so since part of it is out of the makom, then you could say that what? That the korah is not in the proper makom. The korah is not the, small pieces next to each other. It's one unified cheftza. One cheftza has one makom. Its makom is not in the makom that's kosher. So the whole thing should be possible.
Just ask where rove it is.
It's like in Hilchos Shabbos. If you're motzi most of the cheftza from one rishus to the other, you're not chayev. You have to be motzi the whole thing. It's not considered to have transferred this rishus until the whole cheftza transferred this rishus. You cannot say is in the makom. Now this, you can't say this entire cheftza is b'sol chesrim. Because it's only kosher as a korah when the cheftza is b'sol chesrim. You cannot say that about this cheftza. This board, you cannot say, is b'sol chesrim. As one unified cheftza, it's not b'sol chesrim. So the Gemara says, we don't need the whole cheftza. Right? That's what you're saying. So who cares? Who cares? We don't need the whole cheftza. Right? So just ignore the part that's above 20. Right? Imagine like the part above it is not there. In other words, what's the chiddush of Klosh? That you can say that the substance is one cheftza. Right? But you can say only part of this entity will have the shame korah. That's what you have to say. Yeah. Okay. So the problem is, just to restate the problem. The problem is like this: that the korah is an entity. Okay. So in other words, you take a board, you take your 2x4, and in order to be machshir the mavoi, this chefta has to be a proper korah. Okay. Now its makom is part of what makes it proper. So if it's partly out of the makom, then this 2x4 as an entity will not be a proper korah. So how is it possible? So how could it be kosher? Let's get this straight. One thing. So now the Gemara says, so how is it kosher? How is it kosher? What's the answer? The answer is you don't need to qualify the entire cheftza. Right? Just ignore the extra. Because there's no shear in size. There's no demand. There's no dimension of we'll call it height. In the korah, okay. I know it's always confusing when you do things like that. But in other words, there are three dimensions.
Yeah.
The length is that it spans the mavoi. The width is that it's a tefach thick, and the height, there's no demand on the height. Okay, so you'll say, look, how high above 20 is it? Tell me, an inch. Okay. So imagine I put one of an inch shorter. If I would have put an inch shorter up, would it be good? Yeah. So what's the problem? Just ignore the extra inch. Just ignore the extra inch. Subdivide my substance of 2x4 into korah and wood. Right? What do I lose? Why should I lose? Because I have a little more. Yeah. So what's the Gemara's answer? So what's the Gemara's problem? The Gemara's problem is what? Is you do lose. You do lose. You do lose. See, the problem we're dealing with is, it depends on how you frame your argument of Klosh. How do you frame the argument? If you frame the argument that I don't need the excess, so therefore you should ignore it, right? If you frame the argument that I don't need the excess, guys, we good? Listen, this is important now. If you frame the argument as I don't need the excess, so just ignore it, then the Gemara says you run into trouble.
Was that a haba?
That's the kasha.
Right.
The kasha is that how is it working? It's working like this. They just say, I don't need the excess, so ignore it. Right? So Gemara says, but if that's the case, then if I could show you a reason why you do need it, you can't ignore it. In other words, what allows you to break up the 2x4 into kora and non-existent substance? Well, nothing. What allows you to break up the kora into the substance of kora and the irrelevant substance, right? Because Sigma says, if you're going to learn the argument like this, that since I could have come with less, then the extra is irrelevant. So just ignore it, right? Sigma says, yeah, but if there's a practical reason why you need it, then you can't make that argument, right? And that's the Gemara's question by saying, why are you going to say by the sukkah it's no good, right? Is because you'll say you'll need the schach above to support the schach below. But I can make that same argument with the korah, right? That if I remove the korah, if I actually did remove the substance above, the korah also wouldn't be kosher because it would blow away. So then you can't tell me to ignore that substance. No. In other words, the question was premised on, the question was that the entire substance has to either have the shame of korah or not the shame of korah. Right? Either you can have the shame of a kosher korah on the entire substance, or it's not going to have it. You can't subdivide the substance. Right? If you're limited, if your shame korah can only be chal on the entire substance, then since part of the substance is above, is lamala masrim, you just can't have it. It's not possible.
And you say that because of kasha, right? Or no?
Because kora is a type of an object, right? Objects are unified pieces,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So this wood, is this wood a kora? So then I have to say, well, if the demand is that the whole chefza of this 2x4 is either kora or not, then you get in trouble. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, it should only be, the shame should only attach to the substance that I need by the demands of what a kora is.
So a kora isn't a chefza?
It is a chefza, but it doesn't have any specific height.
What is a kora?
Yeah. It has to have a length. Cover the mavoi from side to side, and it has to be a tefach wide. But there's no halachic requirement of its thickness, right? So in terms, so it's only going to be toface the cheftza, the physical substance, to the degree that's necessary for the shame kora to come to devolve. So you can say like this, and I say in this cheftza, in this one piece of wood, right? If I would have brought a thinner piece of wood, then it would have been good, right? Would have brought a thinner piece of wood, it would have been good. So you'll see. So now, why can't you say like this? That this one 2x4 is like a composite piece of wood. It's like a composite piece of wood. It's composed of two different things. It's composed of the shear of the wood that has the hechsher mavoy in it. The hechsher, the shame kora. It's like a korah with wood attached to it. Would there be a psul if I had a korah and I attached an extraneous thing to the top of it? No. Right? So in terms of the shame, in terms of the, no, it's, the point is like this. What the Gemara's argument is, why should you limit the shame korah just to the substance below 20? Right? And the argument is why? We're just going to talk it over again. Okay, there's a little bit of confusion here. In other words, the problem is like this: a korah is not like a lulav. Okay, a lulav is a min. It's a species. It's a type of a plant. It's very clear what it is, right? A korah is a certain qualified, let's say, piece of wood, for simplicity's sake. Okay, so it means to say that it is a there's a quality that is added to substance to make it a korah. It's not a natural object. Korah doesn't grow, right? So what is a korah? It's a piece of it's substance that has a certain shame that is chal on it, a shame of a korah, like anything else, like a roof. A roof is certain substance that, because of its function, has a qualified shame, right? Okay. Now it's like this. The Gemara's assumption is that the shame korah is going to be chal, has to be chal as a qualify. It can't exist outside of a substance, right? The shame korah can't exist outside of a substance. It has to exist in a substance, right? So the Gemara's question was, it has to exist in the entire substance. If the entire substance doesn't have the shame korah, then it's not considered the korah. Okay? So they're saying, since lamalamei, since this cheft, what makes it a kasher korah? When you take the substance and you properly qualify it, but you haven't properly qualified this entire piece of wood. You haven't subjected it to the process of rendering it a korah, because you misplaced it. You took the whole piece and you only placed part of it in the right place. So that's a lack in qualifying this substance, this piece of wood, as a korah. Okay, so the shame will not be chal. Okay, so what we need is a way to say that the shame can be chal on less than the entire substance. That's what we need in order for this to work. In order for this korah to be effective, you have to have an idea that will allow you to say that the shame will be chal on part of the substance, and the rest of the substance will be unqualified. But it doesn't mean that it's a one cheftza with a half and a half. It's almost like two entities now. Okay? Of course, qualities don't just thought like that. Okay? Now you have to say that they have to have a way to say that the shame korah can exist fully in only a part of the cheftza. Okay? That's what you need to be able to say in order for this mova to be kasher. So the question is saying like this, saying that I would understand if it could only be chal in total, if that is like the unit of korah. If there were a unit of korah, right, that a korah can only exist within a certain dimension of substance, if there were like a minimum width of korah, thickness, if there were a minimum thickness, do you know what I mean by thickness?
Height.
Right? It doesn't have any. There's no halach of how high it has to be, right?
I understand.
If there were a din of how high it has to be. So then, of course, it couldn't be chal in less than that unit. If it had to be an inch high, right? You can't say, just call the bottom half an inch a korah. There's no idea like that. It's not chal in that type of a substance. It's not there's no mokom in the substance that's less than an inch for the chalos of a korah. That'd be impossible, right? But the Gemara's argument is that that's not the case by korah. There's no din in korah in the height, right? So there's nothing that really demands intrinsically that the shame be chal on the entire substance. In the idea of the shame korah, there's no idea of any amount of height. So if that's the case, the Gemara is saying, so that's the case, Just ignore the height that's above it. Now I would say like this: if I would have brought in a thinner korah, it would have been chal, right? If I would have brought in a thinner korah, it would have been chal.
There's no shear in height.
So you see, there's no shear in height. So now, effectively, what do I have? Effectively, view it. So now, because I added more of what I don't need, it should be puzzle? It's a logical argument. It's an argument of logic. It's a logical argument. That if I only need a little bit, and it would be kosher, so because I added what I don't need, now it should be puzzle? Because what I don't need is in a makom that doesn't qualify, now it should be puzzle? No, it's an argument for why I should not have to apply the chalot, the shame korah, to the entire substance. Because in the idea of korah, that substance is irrelevant. If it required a height, then of course the whole height would have to be in the right makom. No, that's the flow in the Gemara. The Gemara says if part of the korah is in, part of the korah is out, it's good. Why? Because we don't have to say that the shame korah is chal on the entire crossbeam. Right? We can say that the shame korah is chal only on the smaller part because the extra is unnecessary, so we'll just disregard it. So the Gemara says, yeah, but so the Gemara says, but if that's the case, why don't you say sukkah is also good? Right? So what's the argument? So he says, and then the Gemara says, and so why would you say sukkah is no good? So the same reason why sukkah should be no good, then it comes back to say that the korah should also be no good. Right? But what's the argument? Why should sukkah be no good? And why should it come back to korah? So that's what I'm saying. If you're going to learn it as a logical argument, a purely logical argument, and you're going to say because of its complete superfluity, right? Because of its complete irrelevance, then it shouldn't be the substance. That substance shouldn't be toe-faced to shame. The shame korah shouldn't have to be chal in it, right? That shouldn't be considered the substance of the korah, right? So he says, but if I can show you that you do need it, correct? Then again, you can't limit. Then again, you shouldn't be able to ignore it in terms of the shame korah. No, the point is like this. Why is it so hard? Naturally, the shame should be chal on the entire chefza. That's the natural state of affairs, right? By a logical argument, I'm going to limit it to the part that's below 20. But the basis of that logic is that whatever is above 20 should just be ignored, like it doesn't exist. But if I can show you why it has to exist, even in the din of korah, because without it the whole thing would fall down, then you can't tell me to ignore it anymore. It is a purely accidental feature, but it removes the argument that the substance above 20 is irrelevant and therefore should be ignored.
Well, it's irrelevant for the shame korah.
Right.
No, it's not. Because you could not have the korah. In other words, if my argument were like this, if my argument were it's irrelevant, so I'd have to be able to say, even if I didn't have it, I would have a good korah.
Yeah.
But I can't say that. Because if I didn't have it, the korah would blow away.
Let's see, you take the rope out of the entire korah onto the
belt.
Huh? That's not a good korah.
A korah that blows off?
Let's say you took ropes and you tied the korah onto the
belt. In economy, that might be good. The thing is, what...
He's ignored in terms of shame korah.
The whole question is, what right do I have to say that I can limit the chalos of the shame korah to... what right do I have to say that the shame korah can exist in part of a substance? The shame should be in the entire chefza. I need an argument to say why the shame shouldn't have to be in the entire chefza. The argument is to say that the other substance is completely irrelevant here. But if I can't say it's irrelevant, then I'm back to saying Bitoras Korah, I have to view this 2x4 as one Chefza. And the whole Chefza either has to have the shame Korah or not have the shame Korah. You understand?
Yeah.
We're back. The kasha brings you back to the original problem. The original problem is that the shame should exist in the cheftza as a whole. The only, and it's not, because part of this cheftza is not properly affixed. Right? The argument is, don't let extra make a psul. Hamosif should not be goreah. Because it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. Right? It'd be like if I told you, bring me a cup of ice, you know, and you brought me two. So I'd say, okay, you didn't bring me the cup? Of course you did. So throw it away, who cares? Just ignore it, forget about it. Can't say I didn't do the thing. Because I did more, I didn't do the thing. So here too, because I have more substance, that should make a demand that the shame korah is chal in the entire substance. Ignore that substance. Consider that substance as if it's non-existent. We don't need it. We don't need it. Allow the chalos shame of korah to be on only part of the substance. Because the rest of the substance, in other words, normally substance is a unified thing. Normally, if I have the one 2x4, so I say it's one unified entity. And on the unified entity, it has to have one shame. Either it's the korah or it's not the korah. Okay? What it's saying over here is, don't view it as a unified entity. View it as, since part of the substance is irrelevant in terms of Torah's korah, then in terms of Torah's korah, view the extra substance as it's non-existent, and let the shame of korah be chal on the smaller substance. But if even in terms of korah, practically speaking, it won't exist without it, then it becomes necessary substance. I can't say the substance is totally irrelevant anymore. Once the substance is not irrelevant anymore, now the shame korah has to be chal on the whole thing or not chal at all.
In a case where it would leave you as if...
Now this argument is irrefutable. This argument is irrefutable. Okay? So what is the Gemara's answer?
That's why you need an accidental problem.
So what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is no, we view the remnant like it's metal. Right? That's the Gemara's answer. We view the small part like it's metal. What does that mean? What does that mean? Yes, what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer? I mean, we have to think about it. The Gemara's saying that what?
In other words, because it's not necessary insofar as the metal, we would have flown off.
So what's the answer? So the answer is that what? The Gemara's answer is that klosh is not a logical argument. It's a halachic argument. It's a halachic argument. Means to say that halachically, we only view the shame in the chefza where the chefza is necessary. In other words, the answer to the Gemara is that we're not doing any of it, that this whole argument is not true. The whole argument of klosh as a logical argument is not right. If it were a logical argument, it wouldn't work. It's just a din. It's just a din that you have a right. Because if it were a logical argument, then you'd be stuck with the fact that you need the substance above it.
Okay.
It's a separate din. It's a separate din. That the din is that what? It's a separate din. The klosh is a separate principle view. That we only consider the shame, we only give the shame korah. In other words, that the makom itself is machshiv the shame korah. So it's not that you need the entire chefza to have the shame korah or not. You don't need that at all. You don't need it at all. We have a right to say that whatever is in the makom kasher, by definition, that itself is what breaks it away from the other thing. In other words, that the heksher itself will divide it up.
The opposite of our starting point now.
Yeah, that's why according to this answer in the Gemara. then the problem is, why is sukkah pasul? Let me get back to the original question: why is sukkah pasul? Why is sukkah psula? The Gemara says it's a gzera. That really is sukkah all itself is right.
Are you saying that cracked iron core is heavy enough?
practically the thing that's physically there is heavy enough. So now it's like a thin korah that has properties of weight. That's what it means, it's a metal one. It's a thin korah that has properties of weight.
What changed before we had introduced metal?
What I think changed is the nature of the argument of Klosh. Is it a logical principle that really, really shamos have to be chal on whole entities? Okay? Really the shame korah has to be chal on the whole entity. The only thing is we need a logical maneuver to be able to say, in this case, logic dictates that adding irrelevant things shouldn't make things worse. Right? Adding the redundant shouldn't make it worse. Okay, but then that argument would fail if I can show you that for some reason I need it. But the answer to Klosh is that it's just rowan. It's purely rowan. We just have a right halachically with our halachic reality to only all we need is some substance within the mukum heksher for the shame kara to be chal to it. It doesn't have to be chal on a whole entity at all. So now it turns out, what do I have? I have a thin strip that has a shame kora, and it's heavy enough, and practically it won't blow off. See, that's what Rashi says later. Huh? It won't blow off because it's attached, like he says, just like it's tied down.
And because it's attached to the rest of the substance?
Yeah, it's attached to the rest of the substance.
By viewing just this thing, pretending there was no other...
That was if it was a logical argument, that I really should consider all the substance. But since the substance is irrelevant, I won't consider it. But then if I can make it relevant, even in terms of weight, I have to consider it. But if this is a different, this has nothing to do, you never have, there's no idea you have to consider all the substance. All you need is any substance in the right makom will have that substance itself, will have the shame kara.
You can make recourse to the weight of the rest of it now.
And now you can make recourse to it, because that's just a practical matter now. Now it's just practically, will the thing that has the shame kara blow off or not blow off?
So why would you say the difference between what we started off saying is whole offensive versus this idea of part of the offensive? What's that difference?
It's a big difference. One second. Right. See, that's what Rashi says here. In other words, see the Rashi and Ella? I know we have to go through it, but he says like this. Always say is rowin. Velo shakil na mina midi. We're not really taking anything away. In other words, I'd make the first argument even stronger. Say like this, that the Gemara is saying, look, if I would go up there with a saw and thin out that korah, it would be good, right? So why make me go up there and do it? Just ignore it, right? Kol she biyado laso siskilu nasa dami. But the Gemara says, yeah, but if you would actually do that, the whole thing would fall apart. So you can't tell me, view it like I did it.
You don't want to do that.
Because you don't want to do that.
Right.
The whole argument in the beginning is, don't count the substance against me because it's totally irrelevant to me. But then the counter argument is, yeah, but if, practically speaking, you would do it and this korah would fail, then you can't say discount the substance. But the maskan is, no, that's not what klosh is. Klosh is just rowan. It just means to say that the halachic vision has the right to say, whatever substance I see, besoch esrim, that itself will have the shame korah. Has nothing to do with having to attach to entire chefs. There's no problem like that at all. There's no requirement like that at all. All I need is I don't need an entity. I just need substance. That's the difference between the first one and the second one. I don't need an entity that has the shame kora. I just need substance that has the shame kora.
But it needs to have the shear in the wood is a quantitative shear. In other words, you need to have a tekof of substance.
Right.
Right? Is that what you're saying? It just loses its shame as a unified entity, right? But it's still dust, right?
Is it like dust?
But you're saying it's not an accidental quality of shear, that it's just a shear of a tepach. You're saying it's a quantitative shear. You need to have a tepach of substance.
It's a shame kora. It still is a shame kora. As long as you have a shame kora that requires a shear, you don't have a problem with that Reb Chaim. He's saying there's no shame lechi. That's his point. There's no shame lechi of a.
I thought you were saying that all you need is like material. You don't need.
Right.
Right. Okay.
In the width. What?
Before we got to the logical argument, we were saying that
substantially, whatever it is.
Oh, whatever, but okay.
Whatever it is, it's a halachic mechanism. That's what I mean by it's a halachic mechanism. That as long as the substance that the shame code, that the entity of Korah would exist in, exists within your makom hechsher,
right.
That's all you need.
So why would you say this idea of you need
the... I mean, there's a similar idea, I think Rabbeinu Tam holds in Sukkah, that says that the shame Shemayim is chal on the Sukkah. So you can't be... The whole Sukkah is considered... like Kodesh, right? You can't be Nana from it if it falls down. But I believe Rabbeinu Tam holds it's only Chal on the Shear Sukkah. But if you had a really big Sukkah, but all you needed, and most of it fell down, but you're left with a Kusher Shear Sukkah, that other stuff would not have Kedusha. It's only Kusher on the substance. While it's up, of course it has its Huktzah, because it is actually functioning. But the idea of the Gemara's Hekish of the Chagiga of that there's a Kedusha that's Chal on it. I think he holds it's only on the substance that has the Kusher Shear Sukkah. So you see, it's a similar kind of an idea that a qualitative chefza of halacha can exist within a greater entity of sukkah, of substance. Right?
Is it true of all entities or only some entities?
What kind of other entities would we have?
I don't know, you said by matzah that it's half the matzah.
But where do you have an entity of matzah? Where were you making up an idea that you need an entity of matzah?
There's no such thing it has qualifications like matzah mishmeres.
But there's no shear. Whenever I'm only talking about things that have a shear.
Other things that have a shear.
A dimension shear. A shear of dimension.
So you would say this by lulav, for example.
Yeah, but lulav is one min. Lulav is a min.
No,
it's a substance.
Let's say you had some type of...
It can't be not lulav. It's just a question of shear. I mean, if you had... That would be the other question. Like, if you had a really long... That's a question like the Achronim have. Right? If you had a really long arava, let's say...
Right.
And rove of it is not kosher. Rove of the leaves fell off. But there is the shear of the kosher arava within it.
Don't we say that you need to cut it off? You just can't do it on yontif?
No. Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara has about grapes. If it has berries on it.
Right.
If it has berries. Because berries is a psul. Berries is a mum. If the hadas has berries, that's a psul.
And this isn't?
No. What do you mean?
Oh, you mean it's a
positive psul.
Okay.
Right? The question, if you had the longer rava, is a separate question. The question is, can I say that as long as I have three tfachim of kosher rava, then the rest of it is just considered irrelevant? Right? Or must I say, since the rava grew from here to here, the whole length is considered one shame rava? And since the whole length doesn't have rove leaves, the whole chafetz is possible. I think that's the question in the Achronim.
Why buy the berries? Can you just simply ignore the tata?
No, that's not the case in the Gemara. The case in the Gemara is where the whole thing has berries. And you're gonna have to be ma'at to the shear. Gemara's case is
right,
it's talking about one... No, the Gemara's case is talking about where you have just a shear of kasher. You have a three tfachim of hadas.
Right.
Right? And then the Mishnah says if it has a certain amount of berries, it's possible.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So what are you supposed to do? Ignore the berries?
No, let's say you had the berries around the top half, more than this year.
Well, whatever it is, there's a certain amount of berries that are puzzle, and pulling them off will make a kosher. Can't ignore a psul. I'm not sure what you mean.
Can I ask a question?